Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we got the chance to sit down with Australian guitarist Tommy Emmanuel, a man who has toured the world and played with some of the world's best musicians, but says his main focus is to touch and entertain his audiences.
My job is to entertain you and to give you a good time and really take you out of your ordinary life.
We'll talk about what inspires him, how he hopes to inspire others, his new DVD, and his current world tour. Tommy Emmanuel on this week's American Cafe. Tommy Emmanuel began playing the guitar at age 4. The New South Wales resident was one of 6 children, and his mother taught him to play the lap steel in the family band. He eventually took over as the rhythm guitarist and toured with the family throughout Australia. But at the age of 7, he heard American guitarist Chet Atkins, and his life changed forever. Tommy told me he knew he wanted to play like the man he heard on the radio.
It's changed my life, that moment. I said to my dad, that's what I want to do. I want to play like that.
Tommy said that he always had a talent for picking out tunes, and he applied that to learning everything he could about playing guitar.
Ever since I started, I've always heard a song, and I saw the big picture. You know what I mean? That's how I'm wired. So I heard, this is the intro, here's the verse, here's the chord structure. The second verse is the same chords. Here's the chorus. And then there's the next verse, and there's the next chorus, here's the solo. And kind of, I learned how to map out a song pretty early.
Emmanuel eventually met and worked with his idol Chet Atkins after the two had been pen pals for years. In 1997, Emmanuel and Atkins recorded The Day Finger Pickers Took Over the World, which turned out to be Chet's last recording before he died. Tommy Emmanuel has become known to American audiences through his live performances and his appearance on public television. His performances might include him playing one of his Maton guitars with a violin bow or a drum brush or his hands. But he says his goal in writing and performing music is to touch people.
I'm not out there to win musicians over. I'm not out there to impress musicians. I'm out there to bring something into the lives of everybody through whatever way I can, whether it's using my writing, my ability, whatever it is, I'll use it to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's what blows my dress up, you know.
As part of that, Tommy says he picks songs that mean something to him, and he believes that if he feels something, his audiences will feel it too.
I have to be totally buzzed about something I'm working on. Otherwise, I'm not interested in doing it. You know, that's why you don't sit around and practice modes and scales and then go and play them on stage. Yeah, you may as well be a robot. You know, it's like when I practice making music.
Emmanuel is known for his exhausting touring schedule. In December of 2007, he was diagnosed with heart problems and had to take a break to recover. But his current tour is in full force, taking him through the eastern United States, then to Poland, Croatia, Serbia, Russia, the Czech Republic, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia before coming back to the United States. Tommy says he feels a special responsibility to his fans in places like Russia, because they don't get to see him that often.
These places like Russia and Siberia and all that, I mean, they start writing to you 18 months before the show saying, we're looking forward to the show, we're looking forward to the show. Will you play this? Will you play that? And this is 18 months out. That's how excited they are that you're coming there. And it just means so much to me, but I couldn't let those people down, you know.
Emmanuel is touring in support of his new DVD, Music Gone Public, which features performances from many of his public television specials that have never aired before. I asked him what advice he would give a young musician who hears him play and says, that's what I want to do.
My advice to young people is learn good songs. You know, don't play something just because you think it's cool. Play it because you love it and your heart's in it. You know, that's what matters. People will know that and they'll feel that. If you just want to be a performing monkey or, you know, a show pony, there's room for that too. But good luck sustaining it, you know. What you do out there is so important. And what will last is the quality and the integrity of what you do. So you've got to find good songs to play and then play them with all your energy and all your heart.
Tommy Emmanuel says he loves performing for people and will take his music everywhere he can. In addition to his trip through Russia and Eastern Europe, his current tour includes stops at the Clearwater Jazz Festival in upstate New York, the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest in British Columbia, and he will also take some time to teach at a special guitar camp in California. To hear more from Tommy, you can check out his website at TommyEmmanuel.com. You can also see a video of him playing one of the songs he recorded with Chet Atkins, To Be or Not to Be, on our Facebook page. That's also where you can leave your comments or questions. We're at VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.